Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois is joining 19 states to sue multiple federal agencies. The lawsuit alleges President Donald Trump's administration has unlawfully fired thousands of federal probationary workers. A coalition of attorneys general filed that federal lawsuit late yesterday in Maryland. The lawsuit says the mass firings will cause irreparable burdens and expenses on the states because they'll have to support recently unemployed workers and adjudicate claims of unemployment assistance. Property values have fallen in downtown Chicago. This means residential property owners are collectively paying a bigger piece of the city's property tax total. The Sun-Times analyzed tax bills sent to more than 800,000 Chicago property owners over the past 5 years. Sun-Times reporter Tim Novak says the impacts of the COVID pandemic led to that shift in the cost burden, and it's a cost that must still be paid.
The taxes that government needs to operate, to educate children, to provide public safety, and all the other government services that are required by society, those needs remain.
Experts say more activity is needed in downtown Chicago to help drive the economic recovery. Experts say the best time you should start working on your income tax returns right now. Sun-Times Money editor Sabrina Hudson says it can protect you from becoming a victim of identity fraud.
Fraudsters will do pretty much anything to try and get your money. They could actually use your personal information to try and file a tax return in an effort to get your refund. If you're able to file early, it's really good to do that because then you can kind of get your accurate income tax filed before a fraudulent one gets filed with your information.
Hudson notes tax preparers get increasingly busy as we near April 15th, so it's best to start your returns sooner rather than later to ensure you have enough time to get advice from a tax pro if you find you do need help. The Illinois Holocaust Museum will undergo a major renovation this summer. This will create a new visitors welcome center and redesign the auditorium. The museum will close for construction on July 1st, but at that time, a new satellite location will open in downtown Chicago during the closure. And the newest beluga whale calf at the Shedd Aquarium now has a name. Aquarium members voted on names chosen by the Shedd's animal care team, and after more than 1,000 votes were tallied, the baby beluga has been named Opus. The moniker is a nod to the calf's father, Beethoven, and the musical chirps and clicks whales use to communicate. Weather, we got some rain and snow and a high in the upper 30s today, and then tonight cloudy, still a chance of rain and snow, a low in the upper 20s, and getting nicer over the weekend, sunny and breezy, mid-40s on Saturday, mid-50s on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening. Happy Friday.